Let's check in with golf legend John Daly.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know, I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. That's Daly. Moto Casino, hands down, has the best VIP experience. Take it from one high roller to another. Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. If you're ready to go for the greens with me, grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Welcome back to Darkness Radio, right here on your home of Paranormal Talk Radio every Saturday and Sunday night. I'm your host, Dave Schrader, sitting across the board, Tim Dennis. Tim, are you ready to man the phones, my friend?
I'm ready to do something to them.
These guys are kind enough. Our guests are kind enough. They're going to give a copy. We're going to give away 7 copies of Sean Creighton's book on how to film UFOs. If you're interested in getting a copy of that ebook, and what you do is you're going to call in. You're going to give your name, your phone number, your email address, and information to one of our lovely phone screeners or Tim. They're going to take that information for you, and then we're going to get you out a copy of that ebook. Normally a $29.99 value. We're going to get you a free copy of that for the first 7 callers that can call in. I want to give out just a quick shout out to a couple of people in the room, Tim. You know, we have a couple of birthdays from our listeners this week. Mm-hmm. Michelle's birthday, Queen Ghost Geek. We didn't forget about you, sweetheart. Happy mm-hmm. birthday. And of course, this next Friday,
mm-hmm.
book critic par excellence, Susan Cummins. Happy birthday, Susan.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's right. All right, we're going to go back to the phone lines now, and we've got online with us, still hanging in with us, and I want to thank you guys for being a part of the show with us. Danichi, thanks for hanging in. JJ, and now we've got Brandon Scott with us, correct?
Yes, Brandon's with us. Are you there, Brandon?
I'm here. Hello.
All right, Brandon, thanks a lot for being a part of this. We appreciate you coming on and being on the show with us this evening as well. And again, remember, guys, there's 7 copies, only 7 copies. Our lines are lit up, so we're probably going to get rid of those pretty quickly for the giveaway book. If you're interested in purchasing the book or you're interested in the upcoming movie and any of the other stuff, you can go to aliensecrets.com. Correct, guys? Aliensecrets.com?
That's right, Dave.
All right, good deal. You guys can check it out. So, Brandon, talk to us a little bit about yourself. Give us some of your background. And what got you involved in the field and being involved with the film and aliens and human hybrids?
Oh, well, yes. I, before I did the movie Alien Secrets, ever since I was in high school, actually, got involved with numerous paranormal organizations, which led to me being invited to go and experience all sorts of phenomena. A lot of it was throughout Mexico. The jungles of Mexico, the ancient Mayan and Aztec pyramids, and I just had this invitation over and over again. A little bit had to do with the fact that I studied to be a stage magician, and I could figure out whether there were hoaxing, you know, whether there was camera tricks, whether there were you know, anybody trying to do any illusion. So I tagged along as a kid in high school with all these scientists. And they lean on me to say, hey, is that real? Is that real? Is that real?
Right.
At the time, the whole concept of UFOs was a little bit of taboo to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, after the 90s, we know what happened in Mexico with a big UFO fleet of hundreds of...
Right. And people can actually see video footage of that. If you go to YouTube and just type in Mexico UFOs, there's footage of these. What they're like silver balls almost.
There's all different kinds of stuff going on there, and it gets caught by the news, by the military cameras, and they're fairly open now. You go to any little village, and they go, oh, yeah, we see them all the time, especially in certain regions.
Unbelievable.
So that's how I got started.
Okay. Now, is that what led you into actually investigating this stuff then?
Well, by default, by going to these places and having to, like, look behind trees and look under rocks, and then there'd be times when there was phenomena I could not explain. You know, there were no strings. There were no mirrors. So, you know, started to read about it, started to talk to other scientists. The gentleman who got me started in this, Carlos Ortiz de la Huerta, invited me to start the first Institute of Parapsychology in Mexico, and he was the first one to start doing, like, UFO conventions. One of the very first one was in Acapulco, Mexico, and they brought in, as a matter of fact, Dr. J.J. Hertak, as one of the super specialists, and Dr. Hertak is in our movie Alien Secrets now, flash forward several years later.
Unbelievable. Now, and JJ, you're involved with the movie, right? You and Brandon brought this movie out. Can you give us a little background, JJ, on the movie itself, and what have we put together here?
Well, it's a unique indie feature film, and what we've done is taken some risks with the film, and our intention is to combine the narrative storytelling like a regular movie with the documentary style. And we also included some real people in the movie, which are the experts and some experiencers. Gentlemen like Bob Dean and Bud Hopkins and Dr. J.J. Hertak, as Brandon mentioned. We also have some experiencers, Pamela Stonebrook, and a woman who has reason to believe that she may be an alien-human hybrid herself. And these interviews is how we kind of started the whole project. And as we developed the movie, we decided to, you know, create an entertaining format that would, you know, get the subject matter across in a way that wouldn't be too terribly fear-ridden or be like kind of an entertaining and educational at the same time.
So you're almost mixing a genre like a documentary with a feature film. So you're giving the flair.
That is what is so phenomenal here. We had been doing this documentary. I had interviewed maybe 300 to 400 people who'd been abducted by aliens by that time. And I teamed up with JJ here and with Richard Smith, one of the other producers and DP. And we explored, well, let's do like a really in-depth documentary about this stuff, because we started to find out that some of these women who were being abducted had stories of children being shown to them by the aliens, and that these children were, you know, half alien, half human. So we started doing this, chasing these people down and talking to them, many for the first time on camera. JJ happens to be a very skilled director and filmmaker with you know, feature film quality productions. So we were able to do more than just a documentary. We were writing the story of this of the investigator, as I was, and things that were starting to happen to me in my life, and actually to all of us, mm-hmm. over this period of our traveling through the deserts and the mountains to find these people in the underground, in throughout Los Angeles, and what came to be was this narrative documentary. We actually took the real documentary of what actually happened, and the movie, the feature part, the narrative that was written for entertainment purposes, is about a UFO investigator, myself, doing this investigation, but the investigation is the real one. It's the actual real documentary, which is really interesting.
Very cool. Now, Brandon, you got to help out. A lot of our listeners are new to this genre and to this field, and they're not familiar. What exactly is an alien-human hybrid, and does it really get better gas mileage? What is an alien-human hybrid?
There's various versions of that, okay? We know the word hybrid.
Right. Okay? So it's a mixture hybrid of these two.
You know, actually...
maybe I should let me start it off this way. Are aliens really coming down and impregnating us, or are we already a form of alien hybrid? Did the reason that we're missing that missing link, did aliens come here, mate with the humans or the Neanderthal, Cro-Magnon that was here, and then that's what created the race that we are now?
Dave, that is a brilliant question.
Well, thank you.
There is a lot that can support both sides of that. Are aliens coming here, and are we maybe already a hybrid race? We discovered through literature and through archaeocosmologists, historians and mythologists, that there is plenty of historic evidence leading back through biblical days, through Hindu scriptures, into Sumerian tablets, images on pyramids from everywhere, from China to Mexico to Egypt, where there seems to be an enormous reference to the human race being seeded by an extraterrestrial race. So on that point, it is, as Bob Dean, who's a top secret military officer, who's also talks about it in our film, as he said, it's like the human race is already a hybrid race.
Right.
Now you have this new phenomenon, it's been happening for hundreds of years, but it's really current since in our consciousness from the 60s with the Betty and Barney Hill story, where it really started to hit the media and snowballed into a lot of people coming out of the woodwork, recognizing that they've had this experience, and then super triggered by Whitley Strieber's Communion,
right?
His book, where then all of a sudden, you know, thousands of people are saying, "Oh yes, yes, yes! They're in my dreams. I've seen them. I've been taken by them." And little by little, people warmed up to reveal what they had maybe told a spouse, most likely did not tell anyone. And then when hypnotherapists like Bob Hopkins and Yvonne Smith became more visible that they specialized in this, people have someone to whom to say something without them being locked up in white jackets.
Right.
This is a valid thing. And that's when more and more was discovered that men, sometimes sperm is taken, women, they get impregnated. Sometimes the man and the woman are in the spaceship or the room or wherever they have. What's interesting is you'll have a man and a woman who sometimes don't even know each other tell a similar story and recognize each other later of being in what they refer to as a spaceship.
Intergalactic speed dating? Is that what you're talking about?
What's up, Dave?
I said, is that like intergalactic speed dating? Is that what they're doing for us here?
Exactly. Yeah,
well, that solved that mystery.
Yeah, exactly.
That'll open up a whole...
Yeah, I know a lot of you busy workers out there don't have the time to go out and meet professional singles, so the aliens are doing it for us.
Yeah. And there's various rumors as to why. So they're just to complete the is a hybrid.
So are they taking our men and our women and they're mating them together and taking the baby, or are they taking our men, mating them with their women, and our women mating them with their men and taking the babies?
I think it's a combination. I'm going to address that, and as I conclude, what I've come to understand is the different various aspects of levels of hybrid.
I have a couple of teenagers about to hit puberty. I'm willing to sign them over right now if they need them.
Wow. there's like the first generation, second generation, third generation kind of hybrid.
Right.
sometimes they'll take. More recently, we're finding that the woman is the surrogate, and to what extent they have male sperms in there mixed with alien sperms, how they do it, I don't think anyone can tell us exactly how they're doing it.
Well, are they knocking them up and just taking the fertilized eggs right then and there, or are they allowing the women to come to some kind of gestation period? I mean, from what you've...
Well, Bud Hopkins and Yvonne Smith have a good clip.
All right, well, why don't we do this? Let's take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll play that clip, and then we'll go in a little bit deeper. You guys, fascinating stuff. We're talking to Brennan Scott. We've got Danichi, and it's Vampire, correct?
Oh, yes. ASI team there. Are they on the line right now, too?
Good. Yep, everybody's with us. So, and JJ, stick with us here. We're going to come back. We'll do some more and take some more questions. You're listening to Darkness Radio, and this is Darkness Radio. We're here with you every Saturday and Sunday night. From 9 p.m. to midnight. If you miss the shows live, all of our shows are right on the site. You can download any of our past podcasts. Tim, I'd be remiss if I didn't say this as well. Coming up this Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
our good friend Mike G, our one of our web gurus, the guy that along with Delia helps run our whole site, he's having a birthday as well. So happy birthday, Mike G.
Aww.
Got to make that quick mention. We're going to go back to the phone lines. On the lines with us, we have Denichi Vamphir. We have Brandon Scott, who's with us, and also JJ, and it's Barmettler. Is that right, JJ?
Barmettler.
Barmettler. Now, JJ, before we went to break, you were talking about some audio bits that you sent along for us. Why don't you go ahead and give a little precursor to this, and then we'll have Tim fire them off.
We did an interview with Bud Hopkins and Yvonne Smith, who are clinical hypnotherapists who specialize in alien-human hybrid cases. And this little clip is some of the raw footage that we took in the interview that, you know, didn't make it into the movie. So it is fascinating and pretty riveting what they talk about.
All right. Go ahead, Tim.
Well, one thing that's, excuse me, always to be remembered is the fact that we have many, many women who were definitely pregnant, and there was no doubt about that based on the medical records, the pregnancy tests that were administered and so forth, who then had the pregnancy disappear with no evidence anywhere of a miscarriage. So you have a physical situation which is a puzzle. I have two cases, well, I'll describe one in particular, and this is extremely unusual. The woman was 7 months pregnant. She had had some bleeding in the third month and had gone to the emergency room. So the emergency room did a sonogram. The baby was fine. And they told her to be quiet and everything would be okay. But there's the record from the emergency room. Then she went to her doctor at regular intervals. Everything is fine. The doctor even said, you know, his macho way, this is bound to be a boy because his heartbeat is so strong. At the end of 7 months, or close to the end of 7 months, suddenly there was no baby. She woke up and she had no baby anymore. Went to the doctor, and the doctor was, of course, astonished. And he knew that, really intuitively, she couldn't have had a miscarriage without being in pretty bad shape physically at 7 months. That's not an easy thing to have happen. And ultimately, no one knew what happened to the baby, and she ended up, not knowing that this had to do with UFO experiences at the time, or not making that assumption, she ended up suing her doctor for malpractice, and it went to court. So here in a New Jersey court, she presented evidence that she was pregnant, no doubt about it. The heartbeat was heard. The baby appeared on the sonogram, etc. This is many years ago, 17 years ago. But ultimately, she lost her case because, rightfully, she had not been able to prove the doctor had done anything wrong. The doctor, in fact, hadn't done anything mm-hmm. wrong. The baby disappeared. So you have this external circumstance of mystery that has to be explained some way. And when you have these external circumstances and the recollection of what's happened in the UFO experiences, you have a kind of perfect mesh between outside evidence and internal recollections of exactly what has happened.
Wow, now that's compelling, and that's part of it that's actually not in the film, but you do have a lot more interview with him in there. Is that right, JJ?
Actually, that was my mistake. Parts of that interview are in the film. I thought we were playing it, the other clip. But that goes with kind of one of the scenarios of what happens to the women that we've encountered and interviewed is, you know, they're mysteriously pregnant, and then, you know, several months into the pregnancy, you know, the fetus mysteriously disappears, and there's no hemorrhaging, and they don't know what happened. So we did run into that story quite often.
Now, do we have that other one queued up, Tim? Can you play the other one? No, we don't have it. Oh, okay. Sadly, yeah, the file was corrupt for us on that one. The aliens are trying to keep the information from getting out there, too,
JJ. Yeah, we have that happen. Brandon walked into a Whitley Strieber show, and all the power shut down.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Brandon, you still there?
Brandon, did we lose you?
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, see what happens?
I'm here. Oh, boy. No aliens took me.
All right, good. We were getting a little worried for you there. Now, so this...
Pamela Stonebrook is one of the women who mysteriously had a pregnancy, only she takes her story a step further and talks about meeting her hybrid children. I don't know if you have that clip.
Yeah, we do. Let's go ahead and we'll fire that one off.
So I was in this room, sort of huddled in a corner, completely panic-stricken, when the doorway at the other end opened up and gray figures started to come into the room. They sort of lined up around the room, almost as if they were observing me very curiously observing me. And this one female entity walked over to me, and she didn't even have to lean down because of her size, but she put her hand on my shoulder, and she said, "Don't be afraid. All you have to do is be here." I was, of course, terrified. She talked to me telepathically, and I was literally screaming. I don't know if it was audible or if it was telepathic, but I was so frightened I didn't know what to do. And finally, after all these beings came into the room, she said, "Come with me." She took me out of that room into the adjacent room right next door. And as I walked through the doorway, it was almost as though the door did not exist anymore, as though there was simply a seam, but the door did not exist. There was no handle, no nothing. And I noticed on a platform about 2 feet from the ground, sort of a silver metallic platform, were these four little girls who were calling me mommy. And it's still sometimes hard for me to talk about it, so if I get a little nervous, it's because I, in a way, relived the experience. And it was a very frightening experience for me because I had never wanted children my whole life. I was adamant about not having children. And all of a sudden, there are these four little girls who I know now to be hybrids, half gray, half human. They were about the age, anywhere from 8 to 12. And I couldn't imagine that this was real. I felt sort of like I was paralyzed in a way. I couldn't move to even do anything about it. And they kept grabbing my arm right here, all of them. And I kept saying, "No, no, no, let me out of here. This isn't real. Let me out of here. No." I stood there for what seemed like forever. And finally, I turned around with my face against this metallic door-like structure. And I was literally sobbing. I was so scared. And I felt the little girl's hands on my back saying, "Mommy, don't go." And I was such a mess. Literally, I felt as though I fell through the door and I woke up in my bed. And at that point, I was freaked out because my heart was pounding. I was sweating. I was a nervous wreck because I knew I had experienced something that I had never experienced before. And so that day, that whole day, I was just really in a quandary. I didn't know what had gone on. I wanted to know what had gone on. And that night, I had my kimono on, and I was walking around sort of nervously. And I realized that the bottom of my arms hurt. And so I pulled up my kimono, and I looked at my arm, and I had bruise marks, little dime-sized bruise marks on the bottom of my arms. And this flood washed over me, and I realized that my worst fear might have been real, and that is that I really did meet four hybrid daughters in an interdimensional, extra-dimensional setting that I had no idea ever existed.
Interesting stuff. That's part of their movie. We're going to talk a little bit more about that, talk with the guys as well when we return. You're listening to Darkness Radio. Join Dave, Tim, and Adrian from Darkness Radio out at the Healthy Life Expo next weekend, October 18th and 19th, at the Hopkins Eisenhower Community Center, located at 1001 Highway 7 in Hopkins, Minnesota. You can get more information by going to MediaMaxEvents.com. Again, that's MediaMaxEvents.com. We're also going to be out on October 20th at 7 p.m. at the Minneapolis Indie Horror Fest, featuring three horrifying full-length features from Minnesota's finest. It's all for 18 and up. Come on out and join us. It's going to be a lot of great stuff going on, a lot of cool movies, some fantastic sponsors. Also, there's a costume contest. You can win all kinds of neat stuff, new releases from Warner Brothers Home Videos, tattoos, comics, magazines, concert tickets, and more. For more information, it's at the Rock Nightclub in Maplewood. Give a call for ticket information at 651-770-7822. 651-770-7822. Speaking of movies, let's go back to our guest. And we're talking tonight with Alien Secrets, and we're talking with Denichi Vampire, J.J. Barmettler, and also Brandon Scott. And J.J., how can people find this movie, and when will they be able to see this?
You can buy the DVD through our website only, aliensecrets.com. There's an icon there that's aliensecrets.com. It was available on VOD downloads and pay-per-view regional cable distribution through Comcast Networks. Right now, that's where you can get the movie.
So and it is available right now through some of the Comcast video sections as well?
No, not right now.
All right.
That's where you got to go, and we're offering a special, actually, where some, you can get the full-length versions of these intriguing interviews, these UFO experts, and the ones that you just heard. And if you buy the movie right now, then we're going to give you VOD downloads of the entire series for free.
Wow. Yeah, the series, which is Secrets from the Underground, is like the full-blown-out interviews. We have snippets of that, really interestingly interwoven into this story, which is movie Alien Secrets, that has, it's really the story of the UFO subculture. And it goes into the whole phenomena, how it became commercialized by the media and why, and the story of this investigator and stuff that actually happened along the way, happened to me as we were doing this investigation.
Great. And all that, again, is available at aliensecrets.com?
Correct.
All right, good. Yeah, well, folks, I hope you go check that movie out. Fascinating stuff. And let's get back into this. Now, Denici, can you tell me, is there current news going on with hybrids right now? Is there more evidence that stacks up to make this happen? And do you believe that the hybrids, gentlemen, maybe all three of you, do you believe that the hybrids are living here amongst us?
I totally believe that. As a matter of fact, the first time I got introduced to hybrids, I was stationed at 29 Palms Marine Corps Air Ground Combat Center Naval Hospital. And right after I got back from the Gulf War, I had an opportunity to work for about a year at the OBGYN, and my specific duties at that time in that location was I did pediatrics, well baby checks. I also assisted in some of the OBGYN screening, and twice this happened where a Marine's wife would come in and seemingly kind of nervous and wanted to talk to the doctor about something. You know, private nature. I never wanted to go that far, so I'd always, refer this individual to the doctor. I had considered it one time that maybe this was a possible rape case. Then there was a time when a woman came in, one of the Marine's wife, he was on duty somewhere else, but not in 29 Palms, and there was no way she said that she could have gotten pregnant. And she's trying to explain it to the doctor, and he's just shaking his head like he can't believe what he's hearing. I don't believe what I'm hearing. And so when she left, the doctor says this, the physician, the naval officer said, that sounds like a hybrid case. And I said, what's a hybrid case? I had never heard anything like that. So
now, guys, you got to be careful because, Tim's favorite TV show is Maury. and every week there's somebody's baby's daddy's going to be called out on the show. And now you're giving all these moms that say, I don't know who it could possibly be.
It's a gray.
Yeah, it's going to be half gray, half human. We're going to have Zeldor 7 from Zixflix Planet come on the show. And
it ain't my baby, man. It ain't
right.
My baby.
Listen, Murray, I'm telling you right now.
Zarflex, the results are in. You are not the father.
I know. I takes care of mine, Murray.
Can you hear me too?
Yeah, we can.
We've been continuing this investigation even after the movie. And Danichi and I met a family where the child is completely aware that he is a hybrid.
Right.
This generation of hybrids, it's much like the crystal children. You've heard of the crystal children.
Right, crystalline children,
They're completely normal kids. They're human. They've got something else going on. So the generation of hybrids that might look like with huge eyes and, strange ears and a strange color, that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking almost complete integration into human beings.
Well, in addition, going back to what I was saying, when I left that incident, a year later, I'm at Camp Pendleton, and I see the same lady with her child and her husband, this Marine Corps sergeant, and he says, this is the weirdest kid I've ever, because they already had two other children. He says, this is the weirdest child I've ever had, and he's already identifying numbers, and we don't really, he's trying to pronounce words. And we're just sitting there like, okay, that's doesn't seem that big of a deal. When I got back from Somalia and a couple years later, this kid's already 3 years old. There's no way a three-year-old on a Marine Corps base is studying Euclidean geometry. They're looking
wow.
at it. Yeah, this just geometric shapes and already getting into mathematical equations that are very complex and advanced to where no one on the base wanted to touch that subject. They said, you need to take this kid to a civilian. We're just the Marine Corps. We deal with other aspects. And it really blew their minds because they knew they had something on their hands and no one could help them.
See, I still got my kids yelling at the TV trying to help Dora solve crimes, and this this kid's able to figure out geometric principles. My kids can't differentiate between the reality and a monkey wearing boots. I'm in trouble, guys.
I think I prefer that better than having my child levitating in the air.
I don't know. There's a lot more money to be made if my child can levitate in the air than my kid can help Dora get across the bridge. How do we know? I mean, how do we know if we're hybrid ourselves? I mean, is there any way to tell? Are there telltale signs? You might be an alien hybrid if, I mean, is there something specifically that we can look for? Markings, intelligent quotients, superfluous third nipple. What are we going to look for?
Well, I'll take a part of that question.
Okay.
We have to be very delicate about this because there are some physical anomalies that occur that seem to be consistent, but they don't always mean that, you know, because somebody has these that they're a hybrid also.
Right.
And so in our film, the lady that speaks of her symptoms or her condition, her medical conditions as a hybrid, where she found strange things with her organs and stuff like that. That really has to be looked into very delicately. One thing we do realize is that the frequency of the children's mind seems to be quite accelerated. We often hear from various experts an extreme sensitivity to light. But you're not going to find, like, giant foreheads and, you know, stuff like that.
Damn it, Tim, that leaves us out. See, we tell people we're not bald, we're just alien hybrids. That's why we have the big foreheads.
Right.
I feel like right. I've had a little alien in me at one time or not.
And whether there's a way of I mean, even if we had a way of doing DNA, what do you cross-reference it with?
Right, but wouldn't there be some kind of DNA that you would tell is not human in or not terrestrial in origin?
That's the more detailed thing that our science is looking into.
Well, how about this, guys? Are they crossbreeding with other species on the planet as well? You know, there's this thing that's being filmed in Texas right now. They're calling the chupacabra, which looks like a hairless coyote with shorter front legs, an extended snout. It's just a creepy looking creature.
That could also just be experimenting, hybridizing one animal with another. I don't think it's like with humans.
Okay.
And the chupacabra is a whole other story that could be a different evolutionary thing as well. But speaking of evolution and what you mentioned, Dave, about the missing link, yeah, this could be the missing link, the fact that there's this leap from one prototype to another, and bang, suddenly here we are, kind of might match the ancient mythology speaking of interference or intervention from celestial beings in the making of what we now call human beings.
Well, I don't know, maybe I can start off with Brandon on this, and I know that you interviewed people for the movie, and I mean, somebody's story is interesting, but Brandon, do you believe that you've actually met an actual hybrid?
Yes, I believe I've met several individuals who are hybrids, and I mean, I've met maybe not several dozen who believed that they are and could be, but there's been two or three instances where I've been in the presence of individuals, and I've known them over an extended period of time enough to see that there were some different physical things, which I will not tell you what they are because this could identify them in their community if everybody's listening to this radio show.
Right.
But definitely, I mean, once I was in a hospital with a bunch of doctors scratching their heads, trying to figure something out that they couldn't. And you know, as an investigator, you put a puzzle together. You know, they may have not figured out what was going on, but then you're with this person in another situation with another doctor in another event where they react a certain way, or there's something happens to their skin because of something, and you start to realize this person it's got stuff going on that could support the fact that they feel really strongly that they are hybrid. And a lot of time they feel that way because they're told in their dreams, or they have a physical manifestation of an alien or a being that comes and tells them, and that they know they breathe differently. They do things differently. They discover along their way, along their life, that there's something that medical science does not explain, and they start to piece together that, oh my gosh, you know, I'm a hybrid. In certain cases, like Pamela, who might have met the children, once these children grow up, you know, they might be getting a different education where they're told up front. Like I mentioned, Danichi and I met a kid who, like he had it pretty solid. Like you know, he was completely at one with this comprehension. Much like, you know, a Beethoven might be as a child completely understanding music, but needs to be guided along by some teaching.
Right. Well, guys, we have to take our final break for this hour. It's gone by really fast. I'm having a great time talking with you. So, again, folks, if you're interested and you want to pick up a copy of the movie, a copy of the ebook, you can get all this information and more information on the entire team by going to aliensecrets.com. Stay tuned. We've got about one more segment here left on Darkness Radio. Welcome back to Darkness Radio. I'm your host, Dave Schrader. Mr. Dennis, this is an interesting topic, a little out of there with the whole alien hybrid stuff. I mean, according, you know, we've talked to a lot of people that have witnessed UFOs or experiencers and such, but dealing in the whole hybrid, what's your feel on this, Tim? Do you, you know, I know you're more of the skeptic of the two of us.
Yeah. You know, Sammy Hagar had a theory, and I always thought he was nuts for it.
What's that?
It has to do with the whole hybrid theory, that there
that are aliens.
That if
he joined another very famous band...
Yeah, that somehow they come out with really crappy hits.
Yes,
yeah.
You're right.
Yeah,
I see that hybridization working pretty well.
Funny how that worked.
No.
He always had this theory about how aliens were among us and they were breeding with us. And in fact, a few of the songs off the 5150 album have to do with aliens and aliens walking in and doing things to you.
Guys, let me ask you, do you know, are there celebrities out there, have you been told, that are part of the alien race? I got to guess there's got to be a few of them. I know they joke about it in movies like Men in Black and on Third Rock from the Sun. But do you believe that there's any people in prominent positions that are alien hybrids?
There's a rumor that Paris Hilton might be.
What, she's the cast off? She's like the one they voted off the planet and we get her?
we're asked this question a lot, and first of all, we're all to a certain extent hybrids, so
right.
That would include celebrities. Whether some of these celebrities are more overt hybrids than other, no one has come forward to stake that claim.
Okay,
except for this woman in her film.
Right, but I mean, I'm talking in the celebrity fashion or right. Political value. I mean, have you been told that there are aliens in political...
Well, you know, there's a whole other spectrum of controversial conspiracy regarding possibilities of reptilian energy alien infiltrating into different governmental positions. That's a whole different story. That how to verify that? There's a lot of people writing about that, investigating that. Is it possible? Yes. Do we know for sure? Our team so far doesn't. Danichi, have you anything to say in that arena?
Well, I suggest this: if you want to identify that, I dare members of Congress and the Senate to take a DNA test. We'll see what comes out. I think there will be more Republicans than Democrats, but, you know, I'd like to see that genetic test. I mean, we've done it in, ironically speaking, too, we've done this in the military where we have people come back with just bizarre chains in the DNA. They weren't even in the gene bank. And they're still trying to work that one out, and they haven't come up with any solutions. And another aspect to this is these children, these offspring, these hybrids, they have a word for some of them. They call them indigo children. You can go look it up, Google it, and it'll come up on Wikipedia. And it might give you a better idea. There's a lot of suggestions of books to read if, just in case your child is like that. That's not something you want to – we live in a society that just seems to be somewhat closed about this, where – it would be much more easier if we can identify these problems or these cases, and if they are positive, we can work with them instead of just the blanket, oh, you're just crazy. I think we would have more possibilities to, you know, look at human evolution in a more useful light than actually just before anything is even said, oh, the consideration that a UFO or aliens or any of this, it's just BS, it's bunk, it's crap. I try to keep an open mind to this. And only because I've actually seen representation of what Brandon and other people have stated, that there's something definitively going on in the background here, and I'd like to know more about it.
So if people, I mean, I've run across people that believe that they have indigo children, and they think it's just an evolution of consciousness and mind, but you're saying that there could be more...
a biological cause to it as well.
Right. You think that at one point they may have been then abducted by aliens and have been implanted or at least bred with, that they weren't even familiar with that?
If this is happening and that's the case, there's some really dark issues that need to be confronted because you're not, these things are not actually asking people. They're at will taking people out of their usual lifestyle and then inseminating women and then pulling people's semen. That's something you don't want to really consider, but and even if it is a positive outcome, it's just something you don't want to think that that's happening to people in this time and day and age, and no one's doing anything about it, or if there was anything to be do about it, there's nothing, because especially in the case with women, I mean, that's horrible to think about. That a woman could be abducted, taken someplace, inseminated, sent back, or they've taken her ova, and she remembers this. That's a bit traumatic.
Well, guys, should we be afraid as the populace?
I wanted to make a comment on should we be afraid? Because,
yeah.
And at the same time, you know, share something with everybody listening right now. Yes, these women, many are, this is done against their will. Somehow they're okay with it. It's violent. A lot of times they want to get rid of this experience. But before we run out of time, I wanted to say that the children should not be made prejudiced against, or should be judged. Because there's no sign that there is this evil, you know, thinking new child that's going to take over the world.
Right.
On the contrary, we're finding that a lot of these children are great contributors to our society. They're great students. They're not criminals. They're not demented and any of that. So it'd be very sensitive if you identify that a child might be extraordinary and not automatically jump to a conclusion that this child is good or bad.
We have about 2 minutes left, guys. Give me some final thoughts for the show. Brandon, why don't we start with you?
Along this moment that I just shared with you, we are finding that by being open-minded about this stuff, we can research better, and anybody should research themselves. There's a lot of nonsense out there, a lot of fiction, a lot of myth and lore, and a lot of people weaving tales. So one has to really research this carefully, look at history, find out for themselves before they jump to any conclusions. And if one is experiencing stuff they don't want to experience, there are professionals like hypnotherapists like Yvonne and Bud and others maybe in your town where you can find them, and they will understand, whereas maybe somebody who's a practitioner in the medicine or psychotherapy fields that are not specializing in this would
dismiss it, right?
Damage somebody.
Denichi, how about you wrapping up here?
Well, one thing that fascinates me is the fact that we are now able to talk about this, just people from random places around this planet, that we can actually talk about this in open forum. And I like to see this continue more often than not, and just keeping it to yourself. I hope that people do learn a little bit more, and if they need direction, they can always just go online, you know, look up people that they can converse with or write to, and just, you know, share their experiences. And that's the best way that we can learn from these events. So, you know, I want to thank you for having me on the show.
Guys, I want to thank all of you. And JJ, again, people can get the book. They can get the DVD and information on you by going to aliensecrets.com.
Yes, and you can email Denichi@aliensecrets.com, or Brandon is UFOman@aliensecrets.com.
Well, guys, I want to thank Sean Creighton, Denichi Vamphir, J.J. Barmettler, and Brendan Scott for joining us tonight in the darkness on the edge of town. Guys, I'd love to have you back as you keep doing more research and let us know what else you find out in this field.
Dave, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you all, gentlemen.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you. And thank you all for tuning in. We'll be back again next week with brand new shows, including our cold case files that we're going to be investigating with psychic Robbie Thomas next week. We're going to delve into the Jacob Wetterling case and a couple other cases as well, see if we can bring some closure to those families and to those cases. You're listening to Darkness Radio. We appreciate you spending your weekends with us. And remember to keep checking out our website for all the new updates. And remember, next Friday, October 17th, check out the Travel Channel with our buddies Zach, Nick, and Aaron. Their new Ghost Adventure shows launch.
Let's check in with golf legend John Daly.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know, I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. That's Daly. Moto Casino, hands down, has the best VIP experience. Take it from one high roller to another.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. If you're ready to go for the greens with me, grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.